channel known as Mayapur TV. And I want to first begin by chanting the sacred 12-syllable mantra, if you could repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So 5,000 years ago in India, on this night called the Sharad Purnima, Krishna played his flute. The moon had risen, and that Sharad Purnima is the most beautiful night of them all. And Krishna felt that this was the appropriate time. He had promised the young gopis 1 year prior that he would fulfill their desires, because the young girls, they performed a very severe penance in the first month of the winter season, Hemanta. And the custom was that early in the morning, the young girls go to the river and they worship goddess Katyayini, a form of Durga, and they pray for their husband. And each of the girls, without informing the others, all prayed that they could have Krishna as their husband. And one day Krishna appeared. He played a trick on them. He embarrassed them. But then he said, in one night in the future, I will satisfy your desire to have me as your husband. So that was this night. And when Krishna played on his flute, that flute is the most powerful sound vibration. And all the gopis left what they were doing, regardless of what they were doing. They dropped everything and ran to that sound. And when they arrived, Krishna again teased them, played with them, and said, "Why have you come?" And the gopis said, "We have come to dance, to be with you." And Krishna said, "No, it is dark. This forest is filled with dangerous creatures. You have seen the beautiful forest. Now you should go home." But the gopis said, "No, we have come. You must give us shelter." Because the gopis had heard from the Brahmins that Narayan or Krishna gives shelter to anyone who surrenders. There is even a statement by Lord Ram. Lord Ramachandra once said that if anyone in their heart sincerely says to Lord Ram, "Lord Ram, I am yours," Lord Ram never neglects that person. So the gopis knew that they are surrendered, completely surrendered to Krishna. He must give them shelter. So Krishna said, "Okay." He was defeated by the strong determination of the gopis. And so they began. They were dallying together, and Krishna was manifesting one form of himself for every two gopis. There were hundreds, hundreds, hundreds of gopis. And for every two gopis, there was one Krishna. But each gopi was perceiving that Krishna is with me alone. That's called miracle. Once I was asked by a very strong Christian preacher, in your book, do you have miracles? Because the Christians are very proud that Jesus did miracles. So he was trying to get me to admit that his religion was superior, but he's messing with the wrong guy. So I said, miracles? We got millions of them in our books. And he didn't have any answer to that. He wasn't expecting my strong response. So here is one such miracle, that Krishna can first of all manifest duplicate forms of himself. Wouldn't you love to do that? Duplicate yourself. One goes to school, the other one stays back and plays. One stays home to watch TV, the other one does the housework. One has to go on the 5 or 405 freeway, the other one can go and play golf. But we can't because we're not God. We're not Krishna. But Krishna can do that. He manifested so many forms. And each gopi was perceiving that Krishna is with me alone. So the gopis are intimately relating with Krishna. And they begin to think, each of them think, I am the most fortunate girl in the whole universe, which is true, to be able to be with Krishna in this setting. Yes, you most certainly are the most fortunate person. But Krishna, when he deals with his devotees, does not like his devotees to feel any pride. So Krishna detected, these gopis are feeling a little proud. So Krishna disappeared. And when he disappeared, he was led by Srimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna were in the middle, surrounded by all the other Krishnas and all the other gopis. Because this rasa dance, the central key is Radharani. Without Radharani, no rasa dance. She is the binding link for this rasa dance. Radharani was feeling, I'm not getting any special attention. That tells you something, men. You can learn many things. She was thinking, I'm not getting any special attention. So she started to leave. When Radharani was starting to leave, Krishna followed. At the same time, he disappeared from all the other gopis. Radharani took him deeper into the forest. And all the womanly arts, all the womanly tricks, where do you think they come from? They come from Radharani. She is the origin of all the feminine antics. You know what I mean, men? They're very expert at their antics. She is the original source. So she was making Krishna do so many things. He was picking flowers for her. He made a crown for her. She made him carry him. At a certain point, Radharani told Krishna, Krishna, I can't go anymore. You'll have to carry me. So Krishna said, oh, okay. Just get on my back. And as soon as he said that, and Radharani attempted to get on the back of Krishna, he disappeared. Because he detected, she also has become proud. So what does this teach us? It teaches us another aspect of Krishna. He is Swarat. He is completely independent. So, as soon as Krishna disappeared from Radharani, she also realized her mistake. She wandered her way back. Now, while all this was going on, the other gopis had come to a conclusion. The other gopi said, ha ha, this other gopi who left with Krishna, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. And that is where Radharani gets her name. There is a particular phrase in the Bhagavatam, Anya Radhita, that this gopi must have worshipped Krishna better than anyone. And that is the meaning of the word Radha. The one whose worship of Krishna cannot be equaled, cannot be surpassed. When Krishna left all the other gopis, they became mad. They became mad in ecstasy because they had gotten their life's desire fulfilled, and then it was taken away from them. Just imagine. Supposing, I know you don't, but just imagine, you had the winning lottery ticket. $10 billion. You have it. Okay, we're going to go and claim it. And on the way, it flies out your window on the 405. How would you feel? That? I don't think so. So the gopis had achieved the highest pinnacle of their life's desire, and it was gone. Completely gone. Very good. Somebody's listening. Where's my bell? Very good. So they started to talk to the trees. Do you know where Krishna is? They approached Tulsi. Oh, Tulsi, we know that you are Krishna's favorite plant. Do you know where Krishna is? They also approached the animals, the deer. Do you know where Krishna is? Then in their madness, they started to act out the pastimes of Krishna as a child. The killing of Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura. And they also enacted Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill. They acted out all these different pastimes of Krishna. Meanwhile, at some point they met up with Radharani and learned from her that Krishna had left her. Now, when Krishna had left with Radharani, their initial feeling was a little jealousy. Krishna left with her. But then when they saw that Krishna had also left Radharani, they took her in their midst, no more jealousy. And they sat down on the bank of the Yamuna, or the Kalindi, it's another name, and they all started to pour out their hearts, cry out. And that's that famous chapter. In the Bhagavatam, there are 335 chapters within 12 cantos. That chapter, Gopi Gita, is considered the quintessence of Srimad Bhagavatam. That chapter. So one by one, the gopis were crying out to Krishna. Now, Krishna was keeping himself hidden and invisible, but he was watching all of this. And he became very much pleased. The gopis loved Krishna so much that even though he left them, they did not leave him. Their love for him was so great, and Krishna was seeing all this. So after they sang their Gopi Gita, Krishna reappeared. And when he reappeared, he looked very, very splendid. Very, very beautiful. There are descriptions of Krishna. He is known as the ever-new Cupid. In the material world, Cupid shoots his arrows and we become attracted to the opposite sex. Cupid has 5 arrows: sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. And when he shoots those arrows, finished. So Krishna is called Madan Mohan. He can defeat Cupid. Cupid becomes frustrated in front of Krishna. So Krishna is called the ever fresh, ever new Cupid, especially for the gopis. So Krishna reappeared on the banks of the Kalindi. And the gopis were very happy to have him back. One of the gopis took his feet, placed it on her lap. Another gopi took Krishna's hand. Another gopi, there was all these different things the gopis were doing. One gopi was a little angry. So, with tears, but a little anger at the same time, she asked Krishna, "Why? Why did you do all this to us? Why did you break our hearts?" And the gopis asked Krishna, "Can you tell us who is the best kind of lover?" Now, comes to the main thing that I want to stress tonight. Those of you who know Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses which are very well known. One of those verses is in chapter 4. Vyayatamang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham mamavatmanu vartante manushya parata sarvasha. This verse of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, basically, everyone is following my path. And depending how someone surrenders to me or doesn't surrender to me, I fulfill their desires. I reciprocate accordingly. This verse is very famous. As one surrenders to Krishna, he reciprocates. That is one of the preliminary concepts of bhakti, that God reciprocates. But the gopis prove that this verse of Bhagavad Gita is false. And I will now show you from Krishna's own mouth how for the gopi, everybody else, this verse of Bhagavad Gita applies for everybody except the gopis. Listen as I explain. I've spent the whole day today. Since 6 o'clock this morning, I have been reading the entire 5 chapters of this Rasa Leela. I decided today was the day. I do this every year. But today I was up for it because Minnie and Nitin decided to do this program. And since it's on this night, then this has to be the topic. So since 6 o'clock, from about 6 to about 2, I was simply absorbed in studying these 5 chapters of the Rasa Leela. So the gopis asked Krishna this question: can you please explain to us what is the best kind of lover? This is very interesting. Sri Bhagavan Ubacha Mitto Bhajanti Ye Sakya Svarta Kando Jnanati Te Natatra Sauridang Dharma Svartartang Daddhi Nanyata. So Vyasadeva or Shukadeva in this Bhagavatam, Sri Bhagavan Ubacha, reminding us that this is not some ordinary person. We should never think that Krishna is just an ordinary person. No, Bhagavan, he's God, the possessor of all opulences. So here's Krishna's response. So-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. Bhajantya bhajato yevai karuna pitarau yata dharmo nirapavadotra sauridang chasu madhyama. Krishna continues, my dear slender-waisted gopis, that's sumadhyama, the standard of beauty for a woman is slender waist, sumadhyama. Some people are generally merciful or like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true faultless path of religion, and they are true well-wishers. So all you children, I hope you listen to this. Your best well-wishing friend is your mother and father. You like me now, parents? Huh? You like me now? You may not have liked me before, but you like, this guy speaks the real thing. Actually, I have been preaching for many years that even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that one must serve and worship and honor one's superiors like the parents. And I always tell the children when I do programs, like after the program, you're all invited to come up and get ashirvad. And Minnie has supplied a very nice item. So whenever the children come up and I give them blessings, I always tell the children, hey, if you want Krishna's blessings, you have to obey your mother and father. It's not my sin, Krishna says it. I'm just the messenger. You don't get angry with me. I'm just the messenger. So here Krishna is saying, and parents, you all know this, you love your child regardless. There's nothing you won't do for your child. My daughter, our daughter, is how old is she now? 38. She comes first, I come second. But it doesn't bother me because I've learned. Yes. The love of your mother and father will never go away, even when you're 40 years old.
They'll still be bugging you.
Yes. Let's continue. Krishna's not done. Bhajatopi na vaikechit bhajanti abhajata kuta atma rama hi apta kama u akrita gya guru druha. Oh, there's some nice words in here. Atma rama, apta kama, and guru druha. These are big words. So atma rama means someone who is self-satisfied, doesn't need anyone else. They are deriving satisfaction just by being conscious and elevated. Aptakama doesn't require anybody else to fulfill their desires. There are descriptions in the Vedas. Krishna is aptakama. How? He thinks of something, boom, it materializes. Wouldn't you love to be able to do that? No, we have to go to work, make a plan, spend money, and sometimes you still don't get what you want. Now Krishna, all he has to do is, I want this. Boom. One time, Krishna was fighting a demon. It was actually Narayan. Narayan was fighting a demon. And Narayan said, I'm tired of it. He took a nap. So the demon was waiting. While Narayan was taking a nap and the demon was waiting to continue fighting, a woman came out of Narayan's body and killed the demon. Pretty cool, huh? When Narayan woke up, he saw the dead demon and this woman standing there, folded hands. Oh, who are you? She said, my name is Akadashi. So Narayan said, I want to give you benediction. So that's how we have now Akadashi. Her benediction was on 2 days, the 11th day, no grains, no legumes. And anyone who eats grains or legumes on that day, all sinful activities are in those grains. So don't eat grains or legumes on Akadashi. Because that was the benediction this woman wanted when Krishna gave her the opportunity. Krishna continues. Then there are those individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied or materially fulfilled or by nature ungrateful or simply envious of superiors. That's Guru Druha. Guru Druha means envious of superiors. Good example, Duryodhan. You all know the Mahabharata. No matter how many times Vidura or Bhishma or anyone tried to give Drona, Duryodhan good instruction, he didn't want anything to do with it. So Duryodhan is a good example of Guru Druha. Completely selfish, completely self-absorbed and cruel and has no regard for elders. Even his father, him, Duryodhan, Shakuni, they always thought, Dhritarashtra's the old man. He's just going to do what we say anyway. No respect. That's Duryodhan. Duryodhan is said to be the personification of this age, the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, which we just saw play out in our government shutdown. They're all Duryodhans, the whole bunch of them. Tell me if I'm wrong. Huh? Especially one party in particular. I don't know which one's Duryodhan or who's Shakuni or the whole bunch of them. Oh, God forbid. We'd have another one. Yes, they'd do the same thing. Sheesh. So, those who are spiritually self-satisfied, materially fulfilled, or by nature ungrateful or envious of superiors, such persons will not love even those who love them, what to speak of those who are inimical. Yes, even Duryodhan's mother tried to reason with him. Even Gandhari tried, and no, he couldn't. If your mother comes to you, Bacha, please, right? Who is that hard-hearted person who's going to tell his mother, "Ah, go away," right? That's Duryodhan. His mother specifically told him. Nahang tu shakyo bhajato bijantun bhajami anishan anuvritti vrittaye yathadano labda dhane vanashte kachchintayanyan nibritto naveda. Now, listen to this. This answers a billion questions. Now Krishna says, but the reason I do not immediately reciprocate the affection of the living beings, even when they worship me, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then lost it, and who thus becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else. So many times I've been preaching this Krishna consciousness since 1973. So I haven't started just yesterday. So I've been asked a question. I get it at least three times a year. Prabhu, I pray to God and I don't get what I want. Here is the answer. Yes, Krishna does not do business. And now he's telling you why. Another way I explain it, and I have personal realization of this, when I was younger, before becoming a Vaishnava, I would pray to God, and sometimes I would get my desires fulfilled, and many times I would not, and I would always, why isn't God fulfilling my desire? Now, years later, now I realize, if he had given me what I wanted, I wouldn't have you. And I wouldn't be where I am today. If he had given me the silly things that I wanted back when I was 16, 17, 18, I might even be dead by now. But now, how do I look for 63? Do I look all right for 63? Yes. So now I realize, Krishna didn't give me what I wanted. Why? It wasn't good for me. So children, here's another point. When you ask your parents, Christmas time or other times, Mommy, can I have this? And if they say no, it's because it's not good for you. And I want it. I gotta have it. No. Your parents are just like Krishna. They're not going to give you something if it's not ultimately good for you. And once that is understood, that yes, I prayed for this thing, I wanted this thing, it didn't come, it meant it's a blessing in disguise. It's not good for me. And that's still true, even now, even for me, even for her. You can't always get what you want. But if you chant sometimes, you get what you need. Big difference. Want and need. The way Krishna deals with his devotees is just like a parent. If the child asks for poison, the child can scream all at once. The parent is not going to give poison. The parent only gives what's good for the child. All right, all the children, give your parents a big hug because they're your best friend. Yes. Thank you. So Krishna, when Krishna is approached by a devotee, he first considers, okay, if I fulfill this desire, then will this become like a vending machine? All right, now give me this, now give me this, now give me this, now give me this. That's not the way Krishna rolls. You can't do business. He's not a bank. No. Krishna continues. Evang mad artha jitto loka veda svanam hivo maya nuvrittaye bala maya paroksang bhajata tirohitang masuyitang martahata tat priyang priya. My dear gopis, understanding that simply for my sake you had rejected the authority of worldly opinion, rejected the Vedas and your relatives, I acted as I did only to increase your attachment to me. Even when I removed myself from your sight by suddenly disappearing, I never stopped loving you. Therefore, my beloved gopis, please do not harbor any bad feelings toward me, your beloved. So Krishna is very expert. In anything that Krishna does, he is, the word is daksha, expert. And when it comes to speaking, there's nobody better. Just read Bhagavad Gita and you'll realize how expert a speaker Krishna is. And in settling this whole thing with the gopis, he has said it so nicely. Krishna is saying, I only did this to make you become more attached to me. Now comes the final verse of this section. Because after this verse, the rasa dance actually begins, and they spend a night of Brahma dancing, millions of years. But this verse is one of the big, big verses from the Bhagavatam. Naparaye hung niravadya sangyujang swasadu krityang vibudayushapiva yamabhajan durjara geha shrinkala sangvrishya tadva pratiyatu saduna. The Sanskrit of Bhagavad Gita is simple. Bhagavatam Sanskrit, whew, it's not so easy. Now, what did I start off saying? Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Krishna says, as you surrender, I reciprocate. But I told you, the gopis are going to prove that that's not true for them. Listen to what Krishna says. I always say, you can always tell something about somebody as soon as they open their mouth. Somebody may look a certain way, that's okay. Just wait till they open their mouth. Oh, okay, now I know who I'm talking to. Speech determines everything. So in the same way with Krishna. So what does Krishna say? I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within the lifetime of Brahma. Now, Krishna is Bhagavan, Ananda. He's the Supreme Absolute Truth. He's unlimited. And he's saying, I can't repay my debt to you. The gopis have conquered Krishna. One of Krishna's names is Ajita. Everyone say, huh? Look at this. All right? Krishna is saying, hey, bail out, can't do it, bankrupt. I cannot repay my debt for your spotless service. That's how great the love of the gopis is. Even within a lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reproach. Even though from a material angle of vision, so-called moralists will say the gopis were wrong in doing this, Krishna's wrong in doing this. No. Krishna's saying, our relationship is beyond reproach. Why? It is completely spiritual, completely transcendental. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Now he says, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation, because he cannot reciprocate. The gopis' love for Krishna is so great, Krishna feels he cannot repay that debt. So this topic of the love of Krishna and the gopis is the topmost spiritual topic. And especially those who are in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas following Lord Chaitanya, they try to go deeper and deeper into this understanding the superior nature of the loving affairs between Krishna, Radha, and the gopis, because they take it to be the essence, the topmost position of spiritual life. So like I said, after this, the rasa dance began. They danced. They had a wonderful night, but that night lasted millions and millions of years. And then when it was over, Krishna told the gopis, now you return home. But meanwhile, back in home, all their husbands, all their brothers, their fathers were seeing that their body was right there. Because the gopis had danced with Krishna in their spiritual forms. So there was no animosity, no impropriety. Krishna was dancing with the transcendental spiritual forms of the gopis. Their so-called material forms were back at home. This is why I always say, nobody's cooler than Krishna. He's got it all covered from every conceivable angle. Everybody chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Come on. I'd like to do one more bhajan. I'll try the guitar. You play. Rooney, get in the mic, please. Yeah, kartals. Do kartals. Once I get this. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
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 Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Chira Vanachari.
Yamuna Chira Vanachari.
Yamuna Chira Vanachari.
Yamuna Chira Vanachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Nana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Bol,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, just the men.
Hare Krishna,
come on, men.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Come on.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All right, ladies, show them.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear Lord Krishna, please bless all these people that are here tonight. They have nicely, patiently, and respectfully heard about your glorious Rasa Leela. So I ask you to please remove all the anxiety in their life. Remove all the obstacles in their life, so that they may see you and feel you more and more. And may all of them perceive your peace and love. Everyone raise your hands and repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So does Nitin have anything he wants to say to his congregation at this time?
I just want to sing two lines.
Okay. It's your house, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. जिस देश में जिस भेष में जिस हाल में रहो जिस देश में जिस भेष में जिस हाल में रहो राधा रमन राधा रमन राधा रमन कहो Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman, kaho. I want to say thanks on behalf of me, Anika and Mini for everybody to come and participate in such a nice Ras Leela. What I just sang is I really want all of my friends, no matter wherever you live, whatever way you are, where are you? I think our blessings, and we always say that Lord Krishna and the God will be there with you guys as our friends. So thanks for coming in today, and thanks Prabhuji for having us.
And many words, because it was actually you who booked this program, and when I told you, no, it was you.
Yes.
She booked this program. And when I told you that this day was special, you said, yes. So, what do you want to share? Preaching means sharing, opening your heart.
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for sharing this beautiful evening with us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
And wait, Anika. Step up. Say something to the Republicans. Go ahead. Who cost us, 56... Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But then they won't hear her on the internet. What
She's
do you want?
Shy.
To, and what about you, Varuni Devi Dasi?
What about me?
What do you want to say to everybody?
I want to say, may Krishna keep you safe and happy.
And may you find peace in your life in this time when there's lots of chaos all around us.
All right. Should we take prasad?
Yes.
I think that's a good idea. And if you want to come